Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and welcome to the Monday Mindset. These are conversations about small changes that add up to big things. Melissa Johnson is here with me in the Kirby Family Studio and SDPB Sioux Falls Studio. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Melissa is an author and certified speaker and trainer with the John Gordon Companies. She's an entrepreneur and owner of Oh My Cupcakes and a professional encourager. So last week, Melissa, we talked about author Jeff Waller and these seven specific mindsets they found common among really highly successful people. And they're really used in schools to help students develop these things that these mindsets that will help them be better learners. You can find more at the website, sevenmindsets.com. But Melissa, all of us, no matter how old we are, seems like we could benefit from the seven mindsets.
From the
right?
Seven mindsets, absolutely. I love that they're teaching these to kids in schools because I think it really does have the power to change our next generation and change the trajectory of where our world is going. So yes, as a reminder, the seven mindsets that Jeff Waller talks about in his book is number one, everything is possible. Number two, passion first. Number three, we are all connected. Next one is 100% accountable. Next one, attitude of gratitude, live to give, and the time is now is number seven.
All right. So we talked about everything is possible last week and what a possibility mindset can look like. Do you find that sort of changes if you wake up in the morning or like we did last week, say, okay, what's possible? More things are possible than I thought were possible at the very least.
Yes, absolutely.
Does it make a difference in your life?
Yeah. It does, you know, and, you know, we talked about the everything is possible. And I loved when we touched on that when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them.
Right.
And so we can think about what is not possible or we can think about what is possible. And really, it is just in how you look at it and how you frame your mindset in
right.
the morning.
And these are not things to make your life harder. Like, oh, I have this one more thing that I have to worry about. These are things to sort of argue for your possibility instead of what your limitations are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, today we're going to look at the notion of passion first. And passion is one of my favorites, I think, because people vary greatly on their level of their understanding of passion, what passion means, if they know what their passion is, et cetera. And, you know, maybe people don't even know if they have a passion. I know that's right. That's one common thing is I love the author Elizabeth Gilbert. She talks about doing a speaking engagement where she talked incessantly about passion and find your passion and grab that passion. And she talks about how she got an email after the event. And this woman said, after seeing you, I was so looking forward to seeing you. And after seeing you, I'm more discouraged than I ever have been before.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, which was obviously not what she was going for, right? Yeah. And this woman said, you talk about passion, and here I am sitting in the seventh row, and you can tell me to find my passion, but I'm no closer to finding what it is. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me feel like I'm failing once again. And so I love how she really reframed it, Liz Gilbert did, and she said, instead of talking about finding your passion anymore, I tell people to think about what makes them curious. And that curiosity will lead you to your passion. And she said, what makes you curious? What makes it when you hear something or when you read something or when you learn something new, it makes you just kind of turn your chin a quarter of an inch and go, I want to know more about that. And she talks about how that curiosity will lead you to your passion.
Right. So connecting with passion has never been hard for me. And when I'm thinking about passion and what you were just saying there about Liz Gilbert, I think back to 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I wanted this piece of art from a gallery. And I would go into this gallery every week and I would look at this wonderful piece of art that I wanted to take home, but I didn't have money for it. Mm-hmm. And I remember the gallery representative talking to me and she said, you're the lucky one. And I was like, I'm not feeling very lucky because I can't bring this home. And
sure.
I had a friend at the time who had saved up a considerable amount of money to buy something. He couldn't pick anything. And so I would sit and gaze at this picture. And she said, no, you're the lucky one. I see people like him every day who come in and they have tons of resources to spend on art, but they don't know which one they connect with.
Wow.
So you've made your connection. And if you if you want to come up with the money for this piece of art, you will.
Absolutely.
So just keep coming in and looking at it as long as you want. And
oh, that, my goodness.
That painting hangs above my piano in my living room.
Does it
today.
Really?
I took it home with me when I left Hawaii. And again, the mindset shift there of saying, but for people who are struggling to find their passion, starting with curiosity is a very gentle invitation.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that illustration. And I love to know that that painting is hanging hanging in your home right now. I love it. You know, they talk about passions being the thing that you will put other things aside for, right? The thing that you will fight for and the thing that you will put other things aside for. And though I've read that a lot, I almost have to say I argue with that, because sometimes I think that people fit their passions in around the other stuff, around the responsibilities. Now, I just have to wonder, how long did it take you to save up that money and to go, okay, this is worthy.
3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
3 months of just dedicated effort to get that done.
Yep. 3 months.
I love it.
Gave myself a deadline. So passion is important in the sense that what happens if we don't pursue our passions, if we aren't listening to that curiosity?
Yeah, what happens if we don't pursue our passions? Yeah. I think it comes out in ways of stress. It, you know, I used to have a therapist friend who would say it comes out sideways. You know, when you're not pursuing your passion, when you're not doing that thing you were meant to do, it will find its way out, and usually not in really great ways, right? When you are purposed to do something, you've got to find a way to do it. So I know I just touched on that sometimes we let it go to the back burner, right? And when you find what that is, you just have to find a way to fight for it. You have to find a way to, whether that means if you're a writer, whether that means getting up at 4 a.m. to do that writing, or whether it means staying up later at night and sacrificing, you know, whether sacrificing on sleep, sacrificing on, you know, time with friends, you'll find a way to pursue those passions, or it's important that you do, rather.
Yeah. Who is it that says creativity is a beast? If you don't feed it, it will eat you.
Mm.
The destructive potential for unfulfilled passion.
Once again, talking about Elizabeth Gilbert, I love the book Big Magic. I know you and I have discussed that one before. And a quote in there, she says, if I'm not actively creating something, then chances are I'm destroying something, myself, a relationship, or my own peace of mind.
That resonates with a lot of people. We have a lot of artists on In the Moment, a lot of people who come, or scientists, you hear it from scientists too, you know, who are researching, you know, some enormous discovery. And I'll often ask them, like, how, you know, where do you find the time? What's your process? How do you, and, you know, that 4 a.m. in the morning or 5 a.m., you know, you never want to hear them say it, but you know it's coming when they look at you and they say, well, I get up at 5, or, well, I don't watch TV, or I don't use my phone after 6 o'clock or whatever. They have these things that they do that show their commitment.
Right.
So understanding what your passions are clearly multi-dimensional.
Yes.
So for people who are passionate about so many things, what do you think? Because you have a business, baking, writing, speaking, all these things that you're passionate. How do you create some sort of, I'm not sure the word balance is fair here, but how do you create some sort of tapestry where you can explore those passions when there's more than one?
Right. I think it's just important to find space for whatever it is that you need to pursue at that moment. And if you listen to yourself really intimately, your body will tell you, your soul will tell you what it is that you need to create. So for me, sometimes it is writing. I know that the space I'm in today, I need to sit down and write. I wrote this morning and I need to write when I leave here today. I know that a couple weeks ago, I was very, very much in a painting phase where I needed to get my fingers into some paint and onto a canvas and really do that thing. But yeah, it's a little bit like finding a work-life balance, right? Like pursuing your passion projects, whatever they are. But, you know, our mindset today that we're really working towards is passion first, whatever that is, work and find that space to put that passion first.
And you see that from entrepreneurs across the state of South Dakota, these people who have these really vibrant businesses that all began with a passion for something.
For something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So whatever that is, I would just encourage you to make space, find a way, pursue that passion and put it first.
You have been encouraged by a professional encourager today. It doesn't get any better than that.
Aww,
Melissa Johnson, next week, what are we going to look into?
Next week, we're going to explore the mindset of connectedness, and I'm really excited to talk about that one as well. I don't know if you have ever done Strengths Finder, mm-hmm. but on Strengths Finder, my number one strength is connectedness, believing that we are all connected. And so nice. I'm excited to explore that one next week.
All right. Thanks for joining us for Monday Mindset. These are conversations about small changes that add up to big things. I'm Lori Walsh, and Melissa Johnson has been with us.
Have a great day.